You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. On this podcast, we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. This episode is being released on December 2nd, 2021. This week, we're going to be talking about where people find meaning in life. Everyone needs to have a sense of purpose. Well, where do people go to look for this? Where should we be looking? It's important that we understand why we are here, what we are to be doing, and what our purpose is in life. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. For links to the story we'll be discussing and other related materials, you can check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/1202-21. Now for our story this week. What makes life meaningful? Views from 17 advanced economies from Pew Research Center. What do people value in life? How much of what gives people satisfaction in their lives is fundamental and shared across cultures? And how much is unique to a given society? To understand these and other issues, Pew Research Center posed an open-ended question about the meaning of life to nearly 19,000 adults across 17 advanced economies. From analyzing people's answers, it is clear that one source of meaning is predominant: family. In 14 of the 17 advanced economies surveyed, more mention their family as a source of meaning in their lives than any other factor. Highlighting their relationship with parents, siblings, children, and grandchildren, people frequently mention quality time spent with their kinfolk, the pride they get from the accomplishments of their relatives, and even the desire to live a life that leaves an improved world for their offspring. In Australia, New Zealand, Greece, and the United States, around half or more say their family is something that makes their lives fulfilling. Now, it's probably not much of a surprise, at least it wasn't to me, that family was a top answer when people were asked about what made their lives meaningful. In the responses to the survey, as you look in that article and you can read through the article, see more of these percentages, and also in the show notes, I've included a couple of the graphics that they had in that article that lists some of these percentages, so you can check that out as well. But in the survey, 38% across all of those 17 different countries mentioned family and children as what gave their lives meaning. And throughout the history of man, family has always been important. And the Bible also emphasizes the importance of family. When the law of Moses was given in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 and verse 12, it says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you." For the parents, it says in Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5, this reminder: "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate." Paul talked about the importance of the marriage relationship as the foundation of the home in Ephesians 5, 31 through 33. He said, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I'm speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife, even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband." And then, again, going back to the responsibility of the children, as we mentioned in that first verse from Exodus, Ephesians 6, verses 1 and 2, says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother," reference to that commandment in the Ten Commandments that we read. "Honor your father and your mother," which is the first commandment with a promise. Verse 4, Paul says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Family is important. In fact, Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8 that if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So throughout history, family has been important for people. Our society recognizes family as important. The Bible stresses the importance of family in the Old and the New Testament. At the same time, for the Christian, while family is important, it should not be the most important thing for us. And when we are asked what gives our life meaning, that may be one of the top answers, but it should not be the top answer. Jesus demonstrated this principle when he responded to the news that his mother and brothers were wanting to meet with him while he was teaching his followers. Matthew chapter 12, beginning in verse 47, it says that someone said to him, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you." But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, "Who is my mother? And who are my brothers?" Stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus would emphasize elsewhere that his disciples were to put him first, even ahead of their own family. In Matthew 10, 34 through 37, Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his household." Why would Jesus say that? Why would Jesus say that he came to bring division, not peace, but a sword, and families are going to be divided? It wasn't because that was Jesus' mission in coming to earth. The reason why he said that was because not everyone would follow him. And if we follow Jesus, we may have people in our lives, even our own families, who do not understand that, do not approve of that, will oppose us for doing that. That's why Jesus said there in verse 37, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Those in our lives, even those who are closest to us, if they do not want us following Christ, if they do not approve of our life as a disciple, we still need to put Jesus first. Well, it's family. Well, we keep our family together, keep harmony in the family. Normal circumstances, yes. But when we have to make a choice between pleasing the Lord and pleasing our family, when those cannot be done at the same time, we have to choose Christ. We have to put him first. Now, going back to that survey, besides family, we had 38% of respondents mentioning this as something that gave their lives meaning. What else was on the list? Well, again, you can go to that article that's linked in the show notes, or you can go to that graphic that was copied from there that is included in the show notes and see all of the different responses. But the top five responses, you have family or children mentioned by 38% of those who responded. Next was occupation and career, 25%. Number three was material well-being. People valued that. They thought that gave their lives meaning, 19%. Friends and community was next, 18%. And then number five on the list was physical and mental health at 17%. So that's just the top five. There were a lot of other answers given. So we might wonder where faith or religion was on that list. If 17% of people mentioned their physical and mental health, that was number five. If 17% mentioned their physical and mental health, what percentage would mention their spiritual health? What would your guess be before looking at that article or looking at that graphic and seeing all the answers? If 17%, the fifth highest answer, said their physical and mental health was what gave their life meaning, how many people do you think said that spirituality, faith, religion, that that's what gave their life meaning? Among the 17 countries in which this survey was conducted, the percentage of people who said that spirituality, faith, and religion made their life meaningful was just 2%. 2%. Is it any wonder why our world is in the shape that it is? Now, for those of us who are here in the United States, and that's where I am, I know a lot of those who listen to the podcast are in the United States. For those of us who are here in the United States, there may be a little bit of good news in that, I suppose, at least not as bad news. That 2% number was the combined total of all 17 countries. And if you're curious which 17 countries, what we read so far in that excerpt was just the advanced economies, but you can see which countries they were in the article. But the 2% was just the combined total of all of those countries. The number in the United States, that percentage, is not great, but it is much better than 2%. The article goes on to say, another excerpt from the article says, the topic of faith, religion, and spirituality is also one where some societies notably differ. Outside of the U.S., religion is never one of the top 10 sources of meaning cited, and no more than 5% of any non-American public mention it. In the U.S., however, 15% mention religion or God as a source of meaning, making it the fifth most mentioned topic. So when you just look at the United States, then faith or religion or God, that would be number five. So it's not nearly as bad, but it's also not at the top. It's still just 15% of those who were surveyed. But compared to the rest of the nations that were surveyed, 15% is a lot better. However, as Christians, we need to understand that our relationship with God and our service to Him is what provides us with purpose and meaning more than anything else. Consider a few passages. Maybe you'll probably recognize these, have heard these. Be reminded of these passages. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13 says, the conclusion when all has been heard is, fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. The whole book of Ecclesiastes is about the search for meaning in life. The wise man tried to find meaning in work, in worldly wisdom, in material possessions, in entertainment, and a lot of other things. Many of them were on that list of what people cited as what gives their life meaning. But in the end, he realized that our purpose all comes down to this: fearing God and keeping His commandments. Ephesians 2 and verse 10, Paul said, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. God has created us to be engaged in good works. And when Paul said good works there, he wasn't talking about just any works that we would call good. But he's talking about those that the Lord has shown us are good, as they're revealed in His Word. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says the Scriptures equip us for every good work. How do we know what is a good work? We see it instructed or commanded or authorized in the Scriptures. God created us to do those good works. 1 Peter 2:21 through 24, Peter said, for you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in His steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in His mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. Our purpose in life is to follow Jesus' example. And this includes, as Peter explained, dying to sin and living to righteousness. People are always searching for meaning. And some will try to find it in many different things. Some of them are good in themselves, some of them are bad. But eventually, like the wise man in Ecclesiastes, people usually realize that these other things are missing something. There's something unfulfilled in them. That's because they aren't fulfilling their primary purpose in life, which is to fear God and keep his commandments. So let's make sure we're fulfilling our purpose and also encourage others to do the same. What is it that makes our life meaningful? It comes down to us working for and toward something that is truly important, lasting, and greater than ourselves. Life has meaning because God has created us. We have a purpose, greater than any other purpose, to honor him and serve him in this life. We know where we're going. If we are faithful to him, we have hope of eternal life. So let's not lose sight of those things. Let's not forget the true meaning of life. And let's be ready to point others who are looking for meaning and purpose, point them to this as well. There's an article that's going to be linked in the show notes that is on this topic. It's called Our Purpose in Life. And it starts with that passage in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13 and discusses some of the points that we talked about here. But we need to remember what our purpose is. And we need to be ready to remind others why we are here, why we're here on this earth. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the article we cited and the other links I mentioned, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/120221. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe to the podcast there and rate it as well. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode or would be interested in the podcast in general, please share this with them. I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story or something that you come across that you think might make for a good discussion in the vein of current events, social issues, religious trends, or noteworthy news, send that link to me at Andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.